Welcome to Deckheads, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Deckheads with your hosts, Nick and Anna. Broadcasting from the bottom of the boat, below deck.
Ooh, I'm horny.
All yacht talk all the time.
I'm having a party.
We're shoveling coal to keep this show afloat.
I love cocaine.
We're off the map in international waters.
I need some drama, me.
Hide that cocaine.
Never.
In my nose.
Just so you know, I'm in an open relationship.
Below deck.
Woo!
Below me.
What?
Deckhead.
Queenie.
King.
How are you, my queenie beanie?
Oh my God, I'm just laying up here in this castle on 14 mattresses. Didn't get a good night's sleep though. There was one prick in my back, you know.
Oh my God, my boyfriend.
Am I right?
I get it. I thought you were going to say, because you're such a princess.
Hi.
Hi, yeah.
Hi.
Hi, yeah, no way. We're doing
Lyra's,
a podcast.
Sorry, Lyra is interrupting the process.
Hey, Nick, we're doing a podcast. Hi, how are you?
What a girlfriend.
Actually, it's
my girlfriend. I don't have a boyfriend. Full disclosure.
How has it been since we last spoke, which was a week ago abouts?
Holy shit. It's been, I mean, bonkers. Everything in life is absolute shitstorm of bonkerosity.
I like that.
What about you?
Oh, you know, still in Seattle. Just living my Seattle life. PNW.
You know, it's my mother's birthday.
Sorry?
It's my mother's birthday.
Today.
Sorry to interrupt you. I didn't realize you were going to jaw on for so long.
My mom's birthday was 2 days ago.
Holy shit. What'd you do for her?
Nothing. I just texted her. She doesn't really care about anything.
You bitch.
She doesn't answer the phone when I call. So it's not like she's like dying to speak to me on her birthday.
You know what I did for my mom? I Googled like the best sandwich place in Sarasota, and then I got her 4 sandwiches for lunch today. I just sent them over
for her
and my dad to eat.
Yeah, I couldn't do that because my mom would be like, you know, I don't like sandwiches. I'd be like, well, I'll send you fish. She's like, you know, I don't like your type of fish. So my mom is very picky and has no interest in actually receiving anything from me.
Oh, for sure. I believe we've talked before about how lucky I am and how unlucky you are.
I mean, I wouldn't say I'm unlucky. I just live in pure hell.
I usually don't do anything for my mom. I mean, I just call her. But every so often, I do something. And today was one of those days, and I didn't want to let it go without getting compliments from my listening audience.
Oh, and they love how well you treat your mother.
So tell me more about the Pinal.
The what?
The Pacific Northwest.
Oh. I don't know. It's really cold.
Oh, for sure. It's cold here.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah, it's like fucking, what is it right now? What do you think it is? Guess what it is.
I'm going to say a tight 66.
It's 77, but
okay,
it
wow,
was
it's
chillier.
Not cold at all.
Well, the low's 54, so it was chilly. It was chilly this morning.
Ah,
it will
yes.
be chilly again. We're in the chilly area. Monday, it's going to be 90. Here's what I'm saying. Just because it's 90 sometimes doesn't mean it's not chilly.
Mm-hmm.
And it is chilly. And anyway, welcome back to the climate of America. So many different kinds of climates, and we're just getting started. Today, we're talking about the Pacific Northwest with our guest, Anna Hosnier, who recently ran away from Los Angeles and her job and all of her responsibilities to go cavort around the mountains with her boyfriend and her Doug. And,
okay.
you know, so anyway, so how's the climate up there, Anna?
Well, I just told you it's cold. Guys, we're actually here to talk about Below Deck Meds Season 5, Episode 22.
Long intro
22.
For that show we're not
That's right,
to.
Part 2 of the reunion.
And if anything needs part 2, it certainly is not a Below Deck reunion. I famously don't have any respect for the reunions, and especially the part 2. If I never see a part 2, they talked about the pen for 15 minutes straight.
I agree. The pen is, look, the pen's the pen. Who
fucking
cares? Yeah. Well, we talked about it, but apparently they need to hash it out.
They talked about it last episode.
Yeah. Well, that was the cliffhanger. So let's just get into it. Season 5, Met, episode 22, The Reunion Part 2. One could argue this could have all been done in one episode.
This is a Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This part where they get into it more if you really give a shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we continue with Hannah being called out for having a weed pen and not a CBD pen like she claims it was. And Hannah says she can put whatever oil she wants in there. And Jess says she specializes in marijuana stuff, I guess. And that's what she does in LA when she's not yachting. So she's like, I know you can put CBD in it.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Is she talking about?
I have no idea.
Now she's a pro. Have you ever talked to someone who's like works at a dispensary about weed?
I really try not to.
No one who works in a dispensary, and I'm sorry, I'm going to say this, but if you don't live in California or Colorado or the PNW, you might not know this about people who work in dispensaries. They are as knowledgeable about marijuana as anyone who works at a retail store earning minimum wage. You think when you go there, the number of times I've gotten conflicting information.
Yeah.
I was buying a plant, and one worker told me it was a sativa, and the other worker told me it was an indica. And I was like, guys, I'm really going to need to know the information. I'm going to put like months into growing this plant. You got to do some Googling.
Yeah. So stupid.
Anyway, they're not the smartest people. If someone tells me that they're in the marijuana industry, I almost lose all respect for them.
I agree. I mean, like, I would argue like people who smoke weed know about as much as the people who work in marijuana dispensaries because they are just people who smoke weed. They're not necessarily like scientists, if you will. Well, Rob says Jess asked him to throw her weed pen away. And she says, yeah, I had a weed pen too. Yeah, cuff me. And Captain Sandy's
and
like,
she says it was THC. And she goes on for like 2 minutes about her THC pen. And everyone's like, this is, why are you admitting to this? And then and she's like, CBD. I mean, THC, well, who cares? And you're like, that's literally what we've been arguing about for 20 minutes.
I know.
You fucking idiot.
She switches back and forth on if it's CBD or THC like 10 times. I'm like, I don't know what you're saying. I don't care anymore. Hallelujah. You had a weed pen.
Nobody is pulling that top off. Here's what we know. We know that both Jess and Hannah had weed pens with THC in them. We also know they have no reason to come clean about it. So there's no reason to have a conversation.
No. Not
and
at all.
And it goes on for 15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, Captain Sandy's like, what? Jess, that's illegal. The boat could have been seized. And Jess is like, I didn't even know you couldn't have a weed pen on boat. I love Jess pulls the classic Dave Chappelle, I didn't know I couldn't do that. Which tends to work at times.
Yeah, it's so funny. Especially like, oh, I didn't know I couldn't have that. You know what also you didn't know is that you couldn't fly with it on a plane. How did you get it there?
We just do it anyway.
Did you go to one of the local Majorca weed stores and get a select brand? Of course you didn't. You flew with it from LA.
Yeah. No, the thing is,
no one gives a shit.
I will bring a weed pen up my asshole. Okay, like I will bring a weed pen anywhere I fucking want. Tell me I can't have it and I'll pretend I don't know what you're talking about. Let's be real. That's how it goes.
Yes. What the fuck? I know it's illegal. It's like bringing your own liquor bottles on a plane. Like, I know I'm not supposed to drink them here, so I'm going to be discreet.
Yeah, like I don't give a fuck. Okay, let's move
on. And if I accidentally drop one on the ground, I'm going to yell, the person in front of me dropped... I'm gonna play the game.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, well, Malia's like, it's actually in your contract that you can't bring weed or any drugs on board. And I'm like, hey, Malia, no one cares. Shut up.
Oh, yeah, seriously. Have you ever read a contract? I love that. On page 111 of your contract, it says it, idiot.
Like, okay, bitch. Yeah, okay. All I saw was you're going to be on a TV show. Okay. Thank you. God.
Oh. I didn't even realize there was boats involved.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
I thought I was going to be on Summer House, honestly.
I mean, they probably will. Jess is like reality TV gold. She is out of her mind.
She posted today on her Instagram, like a naked photo of herself. Mm-hmm. And she's, you know, has an incredible body. Obviously, no one's, no one's arguing that point. And she posted under it, like, body positivity, body shaming is for nerds or something like that. And I'm like, that is not the photo that you post that. You have to post that. A person is not conventionally attractive as to post a photo. And then they can tell you not to body shame. You're a literal model. Yeah. No one's body shaming you, idiot. You look incredible.
Yeah, but you know how people, like, even like attractive, hot-bodied people have body dysmorphia, you know?
Yes, but here's the thing about body dysmorphia. You can think all you want about your own body, but it's not up to you to decide how people react to your body. It's up to other people to decide how to react to your body. And so if everyone on earth tells you you're gorgeous, understand you have body dysmorphia, but believe people. Because every day I walk out of this house and people tell me I'm ugly, and I know.
Oh, my God.
I also
you are
do
not
have
ugly.
Body Well, I have body dysmorphia the good way.
Oh, no. That's actually good. We like that.
Yeah. So
it's not body
actually,
dysmorphia if it's the good way. I think that's just called loving yourself.
Is that right? No, yeah. It's not understanding. It's not a decision I've made.
Okay. Well, I think that's
a
good thing.
I just know I'm George Clooney.
Yeah. That's great, dude. I love
Thank
that.
Thank you very much.
Well, anyway, Malia's
I
still claiming that turning in the drugs wasn't personal. And then Hannah pulls up her doctor's note and then an image of her prescription and says it was on the box. But we didn't see that on the box. I don't know. And then we see a note that the screen goes
black. No, it just says
black.
On the box, prescription only. The prescription's not on the box.
Right.
Because Malia was claiming that you could just go into the drugstore in Spain and buy it. Which sounds dope and really makes me want to go to Spain. You know, my mom was talking to me today. Her birthday and all.
Yeah.
Because we were supposed to go to Spain in May.
Yeah.
You understand. But we were supposed to go to Barcelona and Madrid in the Basque Country. And then she was like trying to call an audible. And she was like, what about a month in Valencia? Valencia is Spain's third largest city. On the southern coast. So I would assume it would be great for yachting. Mm-hmm. And I said we should rent a yacht. And then she was done laughing, I said, maybe too much below deck for me.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So Malia does say you can buy Valium over the counter in Spain. And Hannah's like, you can see on the box in English, it says prescription on it, which I'm like, yeah, Malia, come on, back the fuck off, Malia. Could you suck anymore? But then we do see the screen blacks out and we see a note that says that production received Hannah's prescription 12 hours after she left the boat. So like enough time for her to go home and be like, here's my prescription. Leave me the fuck alone.
But what sucks is that the point Malia's making is the ultimate point.
Which is not registered. Right. But she just, it's like, yeah, we get it. And everyone has admitted it's not registered. And Hannah has said it's her own fault for not registering it. It's like, Malia just keeps going on about maritime law. It's like, no one cares at this point.
Yeah. Also, she could have a prescription for Valium and also have procured that illegally. This is the thing about these fucking reunions, man. It's like, if anyone was just truthful, they would be 4 minutes long.
Yeah.
But they just have to yell lies to each other for an hour, and it is fucking taxing.
Yeah.
Malia is right. Like, I don't think Malia did technically anything wrong, because it's like, yes, there are rules, but also, can you just be cool? Well, she was cool until Hannah and her got in a big fight. And then when you get in a big fight with someone, it's like, hey, you know that illegal thing that I've been really being really cool about? Well, maybe you should have given me the fucking room. You should have given her the fucking room. but she didn't. And then this happened. And you know what? That's what happens.
Yeah. Still, fuck Malia, though. So, Captain
Fuck
Sandy-
Malia, for sure. But if I was Malia, I'd have done the same goddamn thing.
Wow.
But I'd never be Malia because, of course, I'm George Clooney.
Yes, of course. So, well, Captain Sandy's like, I checked with my maritime lawyer, and it is illegal to have all drugs on board, even if the captain knows. And I'm like, what are you talking about now? And Malia's still being a cop and going on and on about the same shit, about the drugs being on board and whatever. And Malia says, Hannah took Valium in front of her. And Hannah's like, actually, I didn't. You're lying. I took an Advil PM. And then Malia's narc ass freaks out about that as well. And it's like, well, if you saw her take an Advil PM, like, what? See, that thing is like, you saw this. Yet you waited until the most opportune moment to be a bitch about it. And that's why she sucks.
This is why I can't be a yachty.
Well, there's many reasons why you can't
be a
yachty.
Trying to do drugs, dude, and not work.
That's, yeah. You think that's the two things.
Is that going to be problematic?
Yeah.
But I love money, dude.
That's like where you would, I think you would thrive, but you would get Danny'd hard. They'd be like, this guy is way too chatty with the guests.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. I
are
think
you
that
kidding me?
My
you are...
main problem is going to be work ethic.
Oh, interesting.
And, well, also attitude. I'll also
okay,
have a bad
sounds
attitude.
Like you are going to be the worst.
And I'll definitely bring a pen. Oh, yeah. Way more than one. Yeah. I'm going for 6 weeks. You kidding me? I'll bring a fucking deck of pens.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think you should do this job.
Okay.
Well, anyway, Jess is now popping off and angry because no one will let her speak. And she keeps saying like, well, if it's so illegal to bring a weed pen on board, how come I didn't know that? Like, maybe you should make it very clear. And everyone's like, it's in your contract. She's just freaking out. I'm like, you're just a hothead. Well, anyway, Bugs says she suffers from mild depression and she still works on boats and she's able to take her medication and work. And you just can't take any mind altering drugs while on board.
She doesn't suffer mild depression. It's just that she has so many things hanging off her head that she just like feels, it's just like dragging her down.
Yeah, she feels like held down.
If she takes off like 18 of her hair clips, I bet you her mood would improve immediately.
I mean, honestly, it's valid points.
If she shaves down half of her front teeth. All right.
Oh, my God, Nick.
What?
Shaves down
half. I was interrupted.
Mm-hmm. Well, Malia says she actually went to production before going to Captain Sandy about the drugs, and they were the ones that told her to go to Captain Sandy about it. Yeah, because they were like, mm-hmm. Ooh, this will be good TV. Like, they don't give a shit, dude. Production does not care about you guys. They're just like, drama. Cool, bud.
Yeah. There's something going on over there. Well, Ace is chewing a lot. What's going on over there?
Tongue?
What's he biting on?
He has long hair and sometimes food gets caught in his chops. So he's just basically spends the whole time trying to get to the food in his chops, but just leads him just like...
And it's interesting because both you and Zach are in the room and neither one of you are helping Ace
We tried
at all.
To help him before, but sometimes it's all in his head at one point. There's no helping a nutball like that.
Well, it's incredibly cute. He's doing it like in the corner of the screen sometimes. Yeah. I like it.
He's a silly boy. Well, Bug says everything that happened with Kiko being fired and then Hannah being fired and then her taking over as chief stew was not premeditated and that she didn't even know Malia was going to be on the new season of Below Deck Men until a little before she was coming on board.
Wow.
Convenient excuse. What if I like really believed it's all a conspiracy?
That's just producers.
Yeah, I honestly don't care. And you know what? Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll talk about the rest of this episode. And we're back.
Hi.
Hey, Anna. Nick, how are you?
I was waiting for you.
No, I could tell.
Hey, are you still corona free?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, let's get back into this episode because I'm riveted. Can we talk about what people are wearing? All white.
Mm. Oh, yeah, you're right. They were all wearing white.
They clearly are doing a thing and everyone was asked to wear
Wait, no,
white.
Malia was wearing black because she's the devil. Because she's darkness is what I meant to say.
I actually didn't have that thought this episode. I did have it last episode, but they're wearing the same clothes, right?
Yeah.
Hannah got a big bow.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think they asked him to wear all white?
I don't think they asked them to. I think it's just coincidental.
You think coincidentally every person wore white? I don't think that's true.
Why would they ask him to wear all white? I can't even think of a reason.
How could everyone accidentally all wear white?
Well, the guys are just wearing white dress shirts.
Yeah, but no one would wear a white dress shirt.
Production was like, nothing with too many patterns because it will look weird on Zoom.
No, I mean, when you do TV, everyone tells you don't wear black or white. You know, just like straight black or white. That's just like a, you know, well, maybe these Zoom cameras. I don't know if anybody gives a shit. Anyway. It's weird. And I don't like it.
I
quit because of it.
I slipped into a hypnosis where you were just continuously talking about these white shirts. I couldn't remember where
it
was.
Well, it's like, are they supposed to be virginal, you know? Because these people, I don't know if you saw the season I saw, but ain't no virgins here, except for maybe Alex, because nobody gets less than Alex.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Do you think, they asked the wrong question in this, because at one point, Andy asks Rob that if Aisha had come on board before he got with Jess, would he have tried to get with Aisha? And then obviously Rob says no, because what psycho would say yes to that question, even if it were true. But I wanted to ask that question of Alex. Like, Alex, if Aisha was on board before you started unsuccessfully hitting on Bugs, would you have gone for Aisha? But at that point, you were pot committed. A new girl comes in. He can't be like, hey, this girl's not fucking me. I'm going to switch to you now. So it sucks for him.
No, I don't think so, because Aisha's teeth aren't big enough and he says he likes a big ass smile.
Well, I think that's something you say when someone you are into has some ridiculous part of their body. You know, like if I'm into a girl with like really saggy shoulders.
Jesus Christ.
What?
What is saggy shoulders?
Yeah, you know what I mean. It's like, no, get some confidence, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, you know what? So let's go back to where I was at. Captain Sandy says there's a camera in the bridge, so she had to follow protocol because she has a responsibility to the owner or whatever manager of the boat. And Hannah says she just wishes Captain Sandy would have spoken to Hannah directly instead of making her feel like some sort of drug addict. And everyone's like, they're drugs! And I'm like, yeah, she's a huge weed addict. We should watch out for her. But anyway, Hannah says she doesn't regret doing the season because she made good money, but she's definitely retired from yachting, and we learn she's having a little baby girl. And then Hannah leaves the finale to go live her life in peace.
And she's never coming back, right?
Apparently not, unless she joins the chat show with Kate Chastain.
No, nobody wants that. They've got Kate. They don't need two below dickers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think at some point they're going to do a spinoff show that is not on a boat? Like some other aspect of the Yachty life, like Yachty House. Between seasons, these eight Yachties have all rented this Yachty House. And this is what happens when the Below Deck cast is in winter or whatever. You think that would ever happen?
Well, maybe like a young, if they're young, yes. Because if they're older, they're all just like, I'm tired.
Oh, for sure. They're not going to get, what's that dude's name with the weird Byron?
Oh, yeah, Byron. Byron, the star of Yachty House. Maybe.
I'm going to write this down in my list of spinoffs. Below Deck Yachty House. Below Deck Off-Season Yachty House. Okay, it's getting made.
All right, cool. So anyway, Tom and Aisha join the reunion. Tom says he was just really stressed taking the position because there's usually more.
I was reading the last spinoff that I had written. Below Deck, Cocaine Okay. That, of course, is Below Deck, God. Which is the same except they're cool with cocaine.
Oh my God, cocaine. Okay. Stupid. Okay, yeah. So Tom's on and he says he was stressed taking the position because there are usually more chefs on bigger boats. So this was a tough learning curve for him to being back to just a single chef on a whatever 180 meter. And then Tom basically just defends his absurd, angry, out of control behavior by just calling it frustration. It was just frustration. I was just frustrated.
God, he gets such a fucking pass.
Yes, he does.
By everyone.
Yes, he does. He was violently angry. And everyone's like, Tom.
And Andy's like, is that okay? Like, I love Kiko. Everybody loves Kiko more.
Yeah.
Captain Sandy, would you have done anything differently? No, I would have given everybody coronavirus again.
Well, yeah. Captain Sandy says she doesn't regret hiring Tom's fucking wild ass because he's a perfectionist. And that's what good chefs are. They're perfectionists. And that's what she's used to working with. And Aisha says she doesn't harbor any angry feelings towards Tom because who fucking cares? It's literally what she says. She's like, what a dumb
question.
She's used
to working with it, so it's good?
Well, she goes, what happens on yachts, stay on yachts. And I'm like, well.
She talks about all of the adversity that she faced coming up a woman in captain life. And now she's like, look, I've been yelled at by chefs my whole time. And that's what men do to you. They yell at you. There's nothing you can do about it. All men yell at your face.
This next part got me heated because they're like, someone asks, you know how they ask questions. They're like, well, why didn't you guys help Kiko as much as you helped Tom? And they're like, well, Kiko never asked for help like Tom did. I guess he had too much of an ego to ask for help. And I was like, how fucking dare you come for here? You know what? Here's what you get for that bullshit ass thought. Incorrect. How fucking dare you come for Kiko under any circumstance when Tom is a literal verbally abusive shitbag, okay? If you were to compare Kiko and Tom deserves to be in hell burning with a pineapple up his ass, and Kiko is a sweet angel. So fuck you guys for even remotely excusing his behavior because it was abusive. He's truly out of line. And he's problematic as can be. So go fuck yourself. Kiko was doing the best he could with the fucking bullshit ass Captain Sandy hovering over his shoulder. I don't know. So yeah, they're basically okaying Tom's shitbag behavior and they're trying to throw Kiko under the bus. It's like, well, you're all sick. You know that? All you people are sick. Malia like, oh God, I mean like, oh, my boyfriend Tom, I had to calm him down.
No, it's just, you know, one bad meal, one Vegas meal. Had the Vegas meal worked, there would have never been an issue.
Yeah.
We wouldn't know about Tom. And yeah. Remember life before we knew about Tom? I'll tell you what thing. Before I knew about Tom, I had never heard of coronavirus.
Okay.
Yeah. Think about that.
That's actually a very interesting point, Nick.
Very interesting.
That's very interesting, yeah. Huh.
So, yeah.
You make a valid point here.
Because I knew about Kiko, because he was in the promotional materials.
That's
Tom
right.
Tom wasn't.
That's right. Well, anyway, Malia says she regrets bringing Tom on board because of all the social media backlash they got. But in my opinion, he deserved all the social media backlash because he's a monster in a shitbag. Anyway, someone points out that Tom doesn't follow Malia on Instagram. And he says he does, but he goes on and off social media because of all the backlash. And his mom started to get death threats. And it's like, well, I mean, that's not necessary. His mom doesn't need death threats. But yeah, I don't know. Tom is not a good guy. So I struggle to feel bad for him under any circumstance, you know?
Why would you? Like a posh white Englishman,
yeah,
who yells at women.
Yeah.
What do you like about this man?
Nothing. And he's dating a narc, so it's like,
and you famously hate the English, is that right?
I mean, not necessarily, but sure, yeah.
Oh, wow, you're just willing to throw it in there.
I literally just didn't answer that question.
I could be persuaded pretty easily, sure.
I mean, no, of course not, but yes, I do.
I see. Do you know any Englishmen that you like?
Hmm.
Any personally, do you know any?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I guess
like,
you're
I
right.
think that I lost all of my Englishmen in coronavirus. You know, it's like those secondary, tertiary friendships that you have that you no longer speak to in coronavirus because you only can hang out with two people. Well, I'm not close enough to any Englishmen. So.
Yeah.
I broke up with them all.
Yeah, well, apparently Tom and Malia haven't seen each other in like 5 months, and they don't know if they're together right now because they're trying to work it all out.
No.
But apparently they're monogamous when they're on different charters. So, okay, so he clearly hasn't, he hasn't cheated on her yet, I think, based on the timeline of when this was filmed.
Well,
what have
when
you found?
Was this filmed?
I couldn't figure it out, but it was, I think, a little while before, maybe like a month before it came out that they broke up officially.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Why is this reunion not filmed after the completion of the airing of the show? Because that's what they asked them questions about. Like stuff
know.
That the fans want to know about. Didn't this reunion just happen? Because Hannah still hasn't had her baby, is that right? Or did
she
have her baby? She did have her baby.
She did.
So this was like 5 months ago. Did they show them all the episodes?
Yeah. No, it must have been 2 months before because she said she was 7 months pregnant.
Okay. No pregnant lady is like, you know what I want to do on television? Wear white.
Or maybe she's 8 months pregnant. I forget exactly. I think she's 8 months.
I'm done thinking about it.
Okay, well,
she
now,
popped it out. It's healthy.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Now we officially get into Rob and Jess's relationship, which is about to be a shit show. Apparently, they broke up 3 months after Bali. Rob says, Bali was a beautiful experience that really helped me in my life. And Jess helped facilitate that. But things slowly fizzled out because we have two strong personalities. Wait, Nick, is that you?
That doesn't sound like Nick? Things don't slowly fizzle out because you have two strong personalities. Nick? There's like a restraining order taken because you have two strong personalities.
Hey, Nick, it's me.
Yes, Rob. Hi, how are you? You know what I'm really sad about, Rob?
Sure.
It's our last day together.
Well, that's not necessarily true. I can pop back in whenever.
Well, I bet you won't.
Well, that's rude, but I do have a question
for you. It's not rude. It's a compliment.
Nick, I have
Rob,
a question
Rob, because you're
for you.
Too beautiful of a soul, and I don't want it tainted. You don't need this. You're too happy and pure of a person
Nick.
To put up with this bullshit. You don't have the same kind of exterior that Hannah and Kate have.
Nick.
What?
How do you stop an astronaut's baby from crying?
How do you stop an astronaut's baby from crying? A spacifier?
No, you rocket.
Ah. Spacifier, though.
Okay, well, we broke up, so I'll leave now.
Thanks, Rob.
Wait, no, I want one more. I love rewriting your jokes, Rob.
You want one more from Rob?
I want one more, Rob.
Hi.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for coming back. Encore.
Okay. Which hand is better to write with?
Okay, which hand is better to write with? The right one.
No.
It says it's right.
Neither. It's better to write with a pen.
Okay.
I got you good there, Nick.
You got me.
All right, enough of that. Rob, get lost, okay? We need to talk to Jess about what happened. So Jess says a few things added up to lead up to the breakup.
Wait, don't talk to Jess. She's full of lies.
Okay, shut up, Rob.
Okay.
She said,
is a liar, you know. She destroyed her ex-boyfriend's
okay,
house.
Okay, that's... So we don't know that
I've
for
never
fact
done
other
that.
Than she told the, us.
That's true. And also, the only other true thing you know about me is I was into Taylor Swift video. So who do you believe? Okay, I'm going to go. Bye.
Bye. Well, anyway, yeah. Jess says she would like to elaborate on why they broke up because she gets a lot of backlash for being, in quotes, crazy on the show. And Rob says, he says,
I am a feeler. And when I feel things, I'm going to say it, which is why I said I love you to Jess.
Feeler.
Yeah, when I'm feeling, I ain't got time for talking. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, also, Jess says that Rob wasn't technically in an open relationship with his girlfriend, even though he claimed he was, but his girlfriend didn't think so.
Hey, you know what?
Hmm.
Sometimes people get into relationships And then they immediately live on opposite sides of the earth. And they're dumb for thinking that it's a good idea to be monogamous.
Hmm.
It's like you just met. You want her to be your girlfriend. You want him to be your boyfriend. Sure, that's great. He is about to leave for 2 months. You just met. There's nothing more annoying and trying for a relationship than like making a long distance monogamous relationship work.
Mm-hmm.
So don't do it. It's not like you've been together. You like live together. You just met. Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah.
If
I
he
agree.
Doesn't meet someone he likes more in 6 months or 6 weeks, then you can be together. But
then
you have to make this decision. It's like, am I going to stay with you forever or am I never going to see you again? It's like, there's no reason to make decisions like that.
Yeah. I mean, these people were just like very, I think their emotions were just so heightened and they could not deal with it. And it
Nobody's
led to like
smart
an explosion.
As us.
I know. God, we should be on the show just telling everyone how to do things.
No, we can't be on the show because we are too smart. Do you remember when Adrienne Gang, when we first started the show, she wrote to you and was like, I can help you get guests from the show, like cast members.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think of how funny that is for anyone on earth to think they couldn't get cast members.
Yeah, it's like, I can shoot a quick DM.
Show. Guess what? No one from the show is busy.
No. No one also gives a shit. And also, there's no way.
We don't want them. Nobody does.
The only person Adrienne could get is like Eddie. And it's like, look, I'm not interested in Eddie, okay?
Oh my God.
All right, Nick, we got to take another quick break. We will be right back. And we're back.
All right.
All right, guys, let's finish this shit out so we can all go home and start season 8 of Regular Bloaterk. So, yes, Rob says he doesn't regret going to Bali or anything that happened because he has no regrets. He says no regrets.
Well, then that definitely sounds like he doesn't regret it.
No. In fact, I've never regretted anything. In fact, I've never had an emotion.
Then he just shows his chest and it says no regrets. Still
yeah,
a funny bit.
He says,
bit.
I am a robot.
Well, Jess.
I understand you really want to talk about this regrets tattoo.
No, no. This is a dumb joke from a movie.
I think it's from a commercial.
No. It's from that movie. What's that movie with the no regrets? I don't know. It's like a Jason Sudeikis movie. No regrets.
It was also on
movie.
A commercial.
Oh, it's called We're the Millers. No, it's not regrets. It's ragrets. No ragrets.
Yeah.
Stupid. Okay. But Jess said it felt spiteful to her that he spoke to everyone about doing the crossing before her. And Rob's like, well, I needed to get everyone's opinion on how bad our relationship was before I could make my own decision. And I'm like, dude, it's so dumb. Yeah. Jess still thinks Aisha grabbed Rob's ass. But Aisha's like, dude, I don't know what you're talking about. This is all ridiculous. Please leave me alone.
Okay, so Andy Cohen asked her about that and was like, do you regret not moving your hand up to the top of his backpack instead of his butt? And she's like, Andy Cohen, why are you doing this? You know I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Everybody knows you didn't do anything. Why would Andy Cohen ask that question?
Yeah. She's like, I don't even remember it.
Stop asking me about this. Jess is a psycho.
That was weird. Yeah. Well, Rob keeps going on about being in spaces and knowing about spaces and talking about spaces. And I know all about these spaces that I've been in. And I'm like, dude, I don't give a shit about your spaces.
Spacifiers.
Jess says she isn't a jealous person, but Rob was ignoring her and he was only acknowledging Aisha. And Jess felt that she was being gaslit. And I'm like, I feel like you two lived in two different universes while on that boat.
No, man, this is what happens. She can't control her emotions. She's not talking about like actual memories she has. She's just like expressing conflict, just sowing conflict. That's all her brain can put out. When she's uncomfortable, so she's making everyone uncomfortable. There's nothing beyond that. The past doesn't matter. The facts of her relationship with Rob are irrelevant when she's talking about
him. Yeah.
It's all about how she feels in the moment. That's the reality of their past. How she feels right now.
Yeah. It's not great. Ugh. I hate it.
I feel just sad for her, and I hope she gets help. Because she's not gonna be a happy person.
Yeah.
She could be. She just needs, I don't know, medication or some sort of therapy. Some sort of therapy. I don't know.
Well, I mean, she was always going on about how she was never enough for her mom. And I'm like, you really got to flesh that out a little more. There's some mother-daughter issues going on there. All right. So Rob says they had more of a, him and Aisha had more of a brother-sister relationship and never
Why
anything
do people
more.
Say that?
Well, it was all about the banter. It's all about the banter.
Yeah, but why do people always go for, if it's not romantic, it's brother and sister? But you're like, what, brothers and sisters? That's not two people who
well,
just like get along
that
really
brother
well.
And
that's
sisters,
not what I think of.
In some cases, brother and sisters also fuck, so.
Well, I mean, they do it a lot on some of the films that I like to watch, but I don't know how often it happens in real life.
What? The fuck,
what?
Dude?
What?
I was
like
just making a dumb
films.
Incest joke. I don't need to know your personal shit, okay?
No, I'm like, I
okay.
like
Okay, well, anyway,
films.
Aisha says there was absolutely, no, I hear you, but Aisha says there was absolutely zero.
Foreign films.
Zero attraction between them. She makes it very clear, Aisha, no likey
she
Rob.
She actually says it, she makes it so clear, it actually ends up being a little rude.
I know it is, but like, it needs to be said. Well,
that was a long pause before you laughed in that. And there was a lot of anxiety in there for me. But you loved it.
There's a delay in the Zoom. So Jess says, what if that was just my excuse for not laughing at anything you said? I'm like, well, there's a delay in the Zoom. So I.
But you did laugh.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying. Like moving forward, if I just don't want to laugh, but there isn't a delay, I just say there's a delay.
Well, don't do that.
Well, it's too late. There was a delay. So Jess says there was an extremely inappropriate DM sent from Rob to Aisha. And okay, so what did you think it was? I thought it was Rob DMing Aisha, did you take any big shits lately? But it could have also been like, have you had any big orgasms lately? What did you think it was?
No, big dick.
Oh, have you had any big dick lately?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
that's
then there was no
very,
evidence of it because he had deleted it. So
that's not very brotherly or sisterly.
But he admitted to it, so it happened.
Well, Aisha's like,
men don't lie.
Aisha was like, I never got that DM. And Jess is like, well, you responded to it. And then Aisha goes and looks at her DMs and says, no, it says Rob unsent a message. And then they try and accuse Aisha of responding, but Aisha's like, dude, I didn't respond. I didn't even see this shit. And then Jess was like, it was at my mom's house and Rob was there and I forced him to tell me about it. And it's like, ugh, well, none of this can actually be true because, I mean, like, I doubt Aisha responded because she hates you both for continuously trying to pull her into your guys' dumb bullshit. She is not attracted to Rob. She has her own boyfriend who she went to high school with and is currently making Instagram van videos with across America. So relax,
she went
y'all.
To high school with him?
Yeah, that's what she said. She have a new boyfriend
oh,
now.
That
and I
bums me
We've
out.
Known each other since high school.
Can I tell you what is one of the things that bums me out the most?
Go ahead.
When people stay with someone they know from high school for the rest of their life.
I don't think she like has been dating him since high school. I think they just like reconnected and started dating.
I understand. I just think that the odds that someone you're in high school with is who you should be, spend your life with, is pretty low.
Okay. Like well, Bug says Alex is a catch and they have seen each other after filming, but they've only just
Can
kept
I
it.
Also add this?
Go
if
ahead.
You're out there listening to this and you are with your high school sweetheart, I see you.
Oh my fucking God, Nick. You dumb motherfucker. Okay, well, anyway, Bugs and Alex have hung out after filming, but they've decided to keep it platonic because they realistically live in different places, blah, blah, blah. Nobody cares. So to end the episode, they give their highs and lows, but they only let three people answer. And Malia's high was meeting everyone on this boat. And her low was the bullshit with Hannah. And Aisha says her high was getting to do the season, but her low was being homesick and exhausted the whole time. And Alex says what? His high was going...
Her high of doing the season was doing the season?
Yeah, she's got to join in at some point. And Alex says his high is getting to do a med season, and his low was the drama that he would involve himself in. And that's the end of the episode. And thank God this season is over, because I want to start afresh. And I'm sad to lose Hannah. I think Malia's a fucking narc. I would have loved to have seen how this had gone down if this was recorded post Captain Sandy trying to out Malia. So.
Yeah, so they haven't gotten to that. That's what's annoying. It's like, I want to talk about all the drama from the season. All the drama.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the drama is happening on social media throughout the season.
Right.
That's what I want to talk about. I don't want to talk about the fucking show.
Yeah.
Y'all talked about the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything that happened in the show, you sat in a chair and talked about, and that's part of the show.
Yeah.
Anyway, you want a boat fact?
Yeah, it's time for Boat Facts with Nikki Tease. Let's hear it, baby B.
So I Googled worst boat.
Okay.
The first thing that comes up is this review for cruisecritic.com for Norwegian Breakaway Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from Philly Z Coco.
Mm-hmm.
This was the worst trip ever. So pretty crazy, huh? The other ships with Norwegian is nothing like this one. Poor customer. Service, lack of hospitality when we first boarded. It was a mess of bags everywhere. They was not organized. They let us board the boat. Half the rooms was not clean. The bedding was still dirty. And the mid-hallway bathrooms was a mess, to be honest. Smell was circulating through the hallways, which was horrible. They will tell you about all the great food on the boat. The buffet was a mess. Clean, yes, but the food was horrible. Then it was picked over. The cooking staff was lovely, but all the other staff on the boat was horrible. It was nothing much to do on the boat for adults, but play a few games. Everything else was for kids. When my mother got sick from eating, from taste, I could not get any help from no one. And I will never in life get on the Breakaway. That's the boat. Not after all this stuff they had to question and answer, which I was let in a room that did not belong to me, but a family member. They did not know that, so we brung it up. And they told us, that's not where we are there for. It was just a mess.
Who wrote this? Is this a foreign person? Is that what it's all over the place?
I don't know. It's Philly Z Coco. It was the worst trip ever. It is sounds awful.
It sounds terrible. Well,
that's Boat Facts with Nikki T.
Boat Facts with Nikki T's worst boat run.
I know we got some boat facts in the reviews, but I wasn't going to waste them here.
We'll read the reviews coming up in
the
next episode.
We're starting a real show next week.
Next week is the real deal. So get ready, y'all. So thanks so much for listening to it. Guys, we've officially finished the binge of this show. Next episode is going to be weekly. Holy shit. Even though technically the two reunions and the first episode all dropped in one day, baby.
Yeah. Hey, but, if you listen to this episode and you hear me right now.
Yeah.
And it's before, what day is this episode drop?
Wednesday, I believe.
Okay. So if you tweet at us by Friday, what day is that?
The 5th, maybe? Maybe the 4th? The 5th. I can't remember.
If you tweeted us by the 5th that you listened to this episode, and which means that you've listened to every single episode,
take it back,
and you did
the
whole
6th.
Month.
It's the 6th.
Then Anna is going to send you something.
Oh, God damn it. Why do you always put everything on me? Do you do anything for this show?
You work at iHeart. You know, I'd love to. I just don't have any authority.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you so much for listening, you guys. That has been Below Deck Season 5 Mediterranean Episode 22, Part 2 of the reunion. You can follow us at Deckheads Pod on Instagram and Twitter. You can email us at deckheadspod@gmail.com.
But she's only going to send something to the first person.
Okay.
Who says it.
You can follow me at Anna Hosting. Nick is at Nick's Turners. Check out our merch on TeePublic, baby. We got merch.
Oh,
we got
I love
t-shirts.
You guys. Thanks, guys. Good night.
And please leave us a 5-star review. I'll go over the new reviews. We got a few new reviews. We'll go over them next week or today, later today in the other episode. So yeah, thanks for listening. We're out of here. Bye.
Deckheads is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.